This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that one hopes will have a great new start to our politics, starting on, how about January 1st, which is coming up. I think it's too much to hope that there's a new start in politics since the Christmas holiday, before the Christmas holiday. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by Gerald Seib, who was a longtime Washington bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal. And the headline for the piece is, "Let's Just Say It, Politics in 2023 was pretty awful." And he goes through a list of horribles. David French is somebody who writes about this politics with deep meaning, passion, and insight. He has long been a distinguished attorney, specializing frequently in his career in defending religious liberties in this country. He is now an opinion columnist for the New York Times. You can also sign up for his weekly newsletter, which is always full of content and meaning. David French, do you agree with the summary that politics in 2023 was pretty awful?
You know what? I think, Michael, that statement is one statement that can bring Americans together.
Well, that's what we're doing. That's what we're working on doing. So what do we need? I mean, one of the things that you write about, and it's actually a mind-changing column, is the need to try to clean up at least one danger in politics, which is the Insurrection Act. And why is the Insurrection Act, which has been on the books since the 1790s, I believe,
in various versions,
why is it so dangerous?
Yeah, the version of the Insurrection Act that has really existed since the post-Civil War era essentially allows, well, not essentially, does allow the president on his own initiative and based on his own subjective judgment to call out the active duty military or the National Guard, so 101st Airborne or, say, a state National Guard, to impose order in American towns, cities, and communities. And it's one of those laws that was written at a time and in a place where the majority of Congress was matching, you know, it was a Republican Congress with a Republican president. They trusted the power. They trusted the president. They trusted the presidency. And had a real need, for example, in the post-Civil War era to suppress some of the insurrectionist activities in the defeated South. And so this Congress, more than 100 years ago, wrote a blank check to the president. And now, to be clear, it's a blank check that the presidents in recent American history have not really tried to cash. Presidents have not, in fact, used all the power given to them by the Insurrection Act. And the most recent invocation of it is with the L.A. riots, but that was at the request of state officials in California asking George H.W. Bush to activate troops to intervene. But what happens when a president isn't responsible? What happens if a president isn't respectful of a of the Constitution? Well, this act is still standing out there and allows him to call out the troops on his own initiative at his own discretion, and that's extraordinarily dangerous.
Okay, right now, I believe that the two of the front-running candidates on the GOP side for the presidential nomination, both President Trump and Governor DeSantis, have talked about assigning federal troops to deal with border security and the immigration mess at the border. is there a danger, and if so, what is it, of using the Insurrection Act for that purpose?
Well, the devil would be in the details. So what kind of authority would they be given? What kind of scope? Where would they be operating? Also, you know, in many ways, you'd be activating troops who are trained for military missions for what is essentially not a military mission. So it's a mismatch between mission and training. At the same time, also, that he has talked about invoking, and his allies in particular have talked about invoking the act, if they begin to see protests breaking out in the event that he wins the election. And so, sort of, I think, believe that there is a sense of regret that the Insurrection Act was not used, for example, in 2020. And so Trump, who is pledged to have a very different team around him if he wins in 2024, may find himself surrounded by people who will indulge rather than resist some of his worst impulses. And so that is a real danger here as well. Active duty troops are trained for specific kinds of missions. And if you want to deploy troops for missions they're not trained for, then you're beginning to ask for real problems.
And you say that as a veteran of the United States Army, where you served in the Judge Advocate General's Corps in Iraq at the
Yes.
height of the surge back in 2007. In terms of right now looking ahead toward the political constellation, there's something close to panic that you can hear from the Democratic side. Do you think they are correct to take very seriously the polling that now shows not just Trump beating Biden, but Nikki Haley beats Biden by in almost every poll by a bigger margin? And do you think that this is looking very grim for Joe Biden?
I don't know how you could be a Democrat and not be concerned right now. It's not an outlier poll that puts Trump ahead of Biden. It's almost every recent poll. It's not outlier polls that put Haley substantially ahead of Biden. It's virtually every poll. And look, the Democrats are in a bind. You know, our parties right now, Michael, as you know, are very weak. It's not like the Democratic Party can say to Biden, don't run. And so if he continues to decide to run, a primary challenge becomes very, very dangerous for the Democrats' chance of winning the presidency. Because remember, you know, we have a lot of recent history as primary challenges against sitting presidents. And in all of those major primary challenges, the sitting president, A, won the primary challenge, but then B, lost the election. So Ford in 76, Carter in 80, Bush in 92, all of them had major primary challenges, and their party ultimately lost the election. So ideally for the Democrats, Biden would choose not to run.
Well, he would have to, because we are less than a month away,
yes.
my friend, from the Iowa
yes.
caucuses. And
yes.
again, it's how would you describe your emotional reaction to the upcoming election?
Let me put it this way. I am more alarmed about the possibility, about the potential consequences of this election than any election in my lifetime. As I've told people, I think it is the first election where I can say I'm not 100% sure that the country will survive it intact. And the reason why I say that is related to January 6th, because had Trump gotten his way, in other words, had Mike Pence said yes to the Trump scheme as opposed to having the integrity to uphold the Constitution, we could easily imagine a crisis, a constitutional crisis, unlike anything we've seen since 1861, as two different people were sworn in to be president. And so I am very concerned about what could happen in 2024.
David French, his most recent columns are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. The Mexican president has reacted now to that new rule in Texas allowing state law enforcement to arrest suspected illegal migrants. We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, there's a new report concerning January 6th, which is truly extraordinary, and it's being covered everywhere. And I think it's important that people come to terms with it. The coverage declares that the pro-Trump organization, which was Women for America First, applied for a January 6th demonstration permit, and they needed to do that. When you're having a mass gathering like that on the Ellipse, as President Trump did, that he spoke to, you have to get a permit, and because it's the National Park Service, it's federal land. So they did. They got a permit for their demonstration on January 6th, but the story now says that they purposely misled authorities about their intentions that day, according to a new report from a government watchdog. Representatives of Women for America First told the National Park Service that they did not intend, no way, we'll never do that, to walk from their planned demonstration on the Ellipse near the White House over to the Capitol building on January 6th, despite evidence that they expected then-President Donald Trump to call for a march, which he did, according to the 47-page report from the Interior Department's Office of Inspector General. The group intentionally failed to disclose information to the National Park Service regarding the knowledge of a post-demonstration march. According to text messages cited in the report, a representative from the group, that's Women for America First, told a potential rally speaker that, quote, Trump is going to have us march there, the Capitol, and said that information should stay only between us. Trump addressed his supporters that day from the Ellipse, and people close to the former president said that he also wanted to go to the Capitol. He said that he would be in his speech, according to the House January 6th committee's report. If you can also not get out about the march, because I will be in trouble with the National Park Service and all the agencies, but POTUS, the President of the United States, is going to just call for it unexpectedly, the text from the group's representative to the potential speaker continued, which did not name the Women for America representative. Now, what does all this have to deal with? It helps to explain why there was no official preparation for guarding the Capitol building, because the National Park Service and the authorities had all been informed there would be no march to the Capitol building. So that was something that they had been planning, but deliberately keeping secret. Most large demonstrations in areas administered by the National Park Service, such as the National Mall, require a permit and ask the applicant to provide information about proposed routes for any marches. Women for America First did not mention a march in its application at all, and that affected how the National Park Service prepared for the event, according to the report. Obviously, the National Park Service was not well prepared. A Senate report published in June found that federal agencies failed to assess and disseminate intelligence about the potential for violence that day. More than 1,200 defendants have been charged in connection with the January 6th attack on the Capitol, according to the Justice Department. More than 700 people have pleaded guilty to federal charges, and 138 people were found guilty at contested trials, according to the figures from the Department of Justice. Now, what all of this means is it sets up what is going to be the first major federal felony trial involving Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, and President Trump. And one of the points about that trial, if it goes forward as scheduled, it's going to be right in the middle of the election season, and Trump is going to be required to be in court every day for a while. So people who have the simple response that no legal proceeding against Trump can possibly hurt him because he turns them all into applause lines in his speeches. And he does, and he's done that very effectively. But this matter of the march to the Capitol building and the fact that it was planned in advance but hidden, that may be a factor in this particular case. The Mexico City deadline from Reuters, the Mexican president, Andres Manuel López Obrador, he's the outgoing president, he's term limited. He said today that his government was preparing to challenge a new Texas law allowing state law enforcement to arrest suspected migrants, which he called inhumane. On Monday, yesterday, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, signed the law giving local officers powers long delegated to the U.S. government. Migrants who enter the United States illegally can already be charged with illegal entry or reentry under federal laws, but the governor of the border state has criticized what he calls U.S. President Joe Biden's failure to enforce them. This will be challenged immediately, and if you recall, back in 2012, there was an Arizona law that gave similar powers to law enforcement in Arizona. It eventually went to the Supreme Court, and they said, no, this is not a job for local authorities. There are federal authorities who have to take care of dealing with unauthorized immigrants. And the question of the constitutionality of this particular provision, it's already inspired some opposition. U.S. Representative Joaquin Castro, Democrat of San Antonio, sent a letter that is signed by other Democratic members of Congress asking the U.S. Department of Justice to sue Texas to stop the law from taking effect. We urge you to assert your authority over federal immigration and foreign policy and pursue legal action as appropriate to stop this unconstitutional and dangerous legislation from going into effect. When you speak about dangers in the United States, one of the major dangers that we seem to be facing with our young people has to do with smartphones and tablets and other means of distraction that involves schools and child rearing and a potential American crisis. We'll be speaking to someone who has been very deeply involved in this danger and this analysis coming up on the MedVet Show.
God help me, I'm addicted to
the Michael MedVet Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. As the Israel-Hamas conflict continues, the United Nations Security Council will meet today to deliberate on a potential vote regarding a ceasefire. It's noteworthy that the U.S. vetoed a similar resolution earlier this month. President Biden paid tribute to the life and legacy of late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during her funeral today.
Gracious and wise, civil and principled, Sandra Day O'Connor, the daughter of the American West, was a pioneer in her own right.
He said O'Connor was a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to those pre-pandemic levels. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome to the program Andrew McDiarmid, who is a director of podcasting and a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. He is also a contributing writer to Mind Matters AI. He produces ID the Future, a podcast from the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute, that presents the case, research, and implications of intelligent design and explores the debate over evolution. He's also been deeply concerned with the impact of smartphone usage among kids and the growing push for limiting and even banning smartphones and tablets for our children. First of all, what is the connection between smartphones and social media and the current mental health crisis that so many people have written about and become alarmed about facing American youth?
Yeah, good question, and thanks for having me, Michael. So basically, you know, this goes back to 15 years ago and more, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act came out in 2000, and at that time, the number 13, the age 13, was arbitrarily chosen. And this was 4 years before Facebook, 11 years before Snapchat, 16 years before TikTok. But 13 was chosen. The original sponsor of the bill wanted the age of 16, but he was thwarted by tech companies and civil liberties groups. So they went with 13. I guess they really didn't think about it enough or know any better. And here we are, you know, 23 years later, and we can see the results of this, Michael, and it's really not pretty. We are in the middle of a mental health crisis amongst adolescents. Our teenagers are really struggling with the use of these digital products, smartphones, and everything that comes with smartphones. And, you know, Jean Twenge, she has written books on this and has really tracked the rise of the mental health issues like depression, self-harm, and suicide among U.S. adolescents and young adults. And it really began in and around the year 2010, you know, when the first smartphone was out for a few years. Facebook was kicking things into high gear. Twitter was on the scene. And kids started to wrestle with how to use this, to cope with this. And that's really where we see the disruption of in-person social interactions amongst kids, the interference with sleep time and the quality of sleep, the cyberbullying really kicking into high gear, the toxic online environments. And as we can talk about later, you know, kids are uniquely vulnerable to these behaviors coming into play. And again, as we'll talk about, the technology companies, they've known what they're doing, and they're producing this addictive content with addictive technologies, and we have to stand up and we have to stop it.
Okay, let's talk about this a little bit further. And by the way, we've had Gene Twenge, who's a professor at San Diego State University and has been really prophetic on this issue for many years. She's been a guest on the show many times. And because this is a very serious matter, if you can explain to people, and I'm sure you can, how would, for instance, on issues like you mentioned, depression and suicide and self-harm, eating disorders have been related to this use of social media. How would that work with a given child, say a 15-year-old, who would be more sensitive to that experience of depression and self-destructive behavior because of a deep exposure to social media? How would that work particularly?
Right. Well, you know, a 15-year-old, you know, we understand that brains of youth are not fully developed until their early 20s, and they're being handed this device that is all kinds of mature connection with all kinds of people, both inner and outer circle. And it's not just the maturity of the connection, but also the addictiveness of the platforms. You know, the endless scrolling, the algorithm suggesting before you can think of it what to do next. And, you know, a 15-year-old just cannot handle it. And if the 15-year-old is a girl, it's even worse because you have body image issues. And when you throw in the idea that the producer of Instagram, Facebook, right, Meta, they knew that this was really, really causing, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-olds to struggle with their body image, to make themselves feel worse about who they were after sessions on Instagram. When you throw that in, it just becomes all the darker. But you know, as to your question, you know, a 15-year-old just cannot handle it. And I go back to the fact that teens are uniquely vulnerable. You know, adults, you know, over 18 and, you know, 20s and 30s, okay, we have experience. We have built up some of that willpower to say no to things that even are addicting. But teenagers struggle with that. It's sort of part of the genetic makeup of teens at this age. You know, there's an increase in impulsive behavior and in openness to peer approval that is supposed to peak 13, 14, 15 and start coming down. And a recent study earlier this year in JAMA Pediatrics shows that instead of peaking and coming down, kids that are habitually checking their devices to see what's new, to see who's responding to what they put out and their photos and their images, that trajectory just keeps going. And those habitual social media checking behaviors are physically altering adolescent brains over time. They become hardwired.
Well, there's a brand new report from Pew Research Center that says that nearly one in five teens say that they are on YouTube or TikTok almost constantly. And again, is this also a detract from academic performance? There have been moves recently in a number of school districts to try to ban social media or smartphones from schools entirely, so that you'd have to check in your phone before you go into a classroom. Do you think this is a move in the right direction?
Absolutely it is, yeah. Yeah, I think we're starting to see a trend. You know, this has been a banner year, actually. In January of 2023, the Surgeon General came out warning, finally, against kids using social media under 16. You know, he pushed it off. He said 13 is too early. And again, this was an arbitrary number that they had started off with, in 2000. The National Review ran a cover story this summer, keep them offline. You know, we have age restriction laws governing all kinds of things, driving, voting, getting into the military, smoking. Why would we treat social media any differently? And in fact, you know, the inventor of the endless scroll feature that we all seem to see in these platforms these days has likened it to behavioral cocaine. This is not something we can expect our young people to handle without problems, you know. But we are moving in the right direction. And as you say, some school districts, even some towns. I believe there was a town in Ireland whose parents got together and said, look, let's just not give our kids under 18 a phone and let's try this. And so there are experiments being done right now that are giving kids a cell phone free, social media free environment. And they're watching what happens. And for the most part, these are positive results. I think the Gab phone, there's a phone out there called the Gab phone, and they ran a study when they were commissioned by a school district. And they tried it. And the positive results are out.
Okay, let's hear about those positive results. There's also a new move in China to limit teenagers' smartphone use to a maximum of 2 hours a day in a bid to prevent addiction to mobile devices. We will get to that and more coming back on the MedVed Show with Andrew McDiarmid.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And Andrew McDiarmid is a director of podcasting and a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. And he has been doing a great deal of research and writing about the dangers of smartphone usage and social media in general among children. And just saying that there is beginning to be more concern and more activity on the part of parents and also of the local governments and school districts and more about trying to limit that usage. Do you ever think we would come to the level that China has come to? China is going to be limiting teenager smartphone use to a maximum of 2 hours a day. And authorities are cracking down on screen time in a bid to boost teen health. Aside from China, there's also the state of Utah. Why is the state of Utah particularly noteworthy on this issue, Andrew?
Yeah, so they have a first-in-the-nation law that actually goes into effect next March, and it's designed to shield teens from addictive platforms. It is the most sweeping legislation in the United States so far, and I fully support it. I really think it's a great option. It shields kids in several ways. First, it requires parental consent for kids to access any social media platform, and that's on a case-by-case basis. So there's not a switch you can, you know, be convinced to flip on, and that's the end of it. So express parental consent for kids between 13 and 17 for any social media platform. It also allows parents full access to social media accounts of their minor children so they can see what they're posting, the photos they're sharing, etc. And finally, it prohibits kids under 18 from using social media when they should be sleeping, between the hours of 10:30 and 6:30 in the morning. So it really goes further than anything we've seen in the United States so far to say, look, this is an existential problem. You know, we're at the point of no return. And we need to take serious action. You know, there are
How do you enforce something like a ban during sleep time? You said between 10 and 6 a.m. there would be a complete ban. How do you enforce that unless parents decide to support it themselves?
Well, Michael, that's a good question. I haven't dug into every nut and bolt of that law. In fact, that's why they've given it a year before it officially takes over. In fact, you can go to the Utah website right now, the government website, the state website, and see the ideas that they're proposing to manage this and to to keep kids accountable and to help parents with this. Obviously, it's going to require new technologies put in place to allow for these verifications and allow for this turn off at certain hours. But they're certainly working on it actively right now.
What we've talked a little bit about what governments can do, what school officials can do. What about parents themselves? How would you recommend that parents begin doing a better job of protecting our children from some of the dangers of social media and smartphone use?
Absolutely. Well, parents, you know, I would say to you, don't give your 13 to 17-year-old a smartphone. I know the temptation is great, and I'm in the same boat here. I have three daughters, and I also have a son, and, you know, don't feel like just because your life is getting busier and they're doing more activities that you have to give in to a smartphone. There are alternatives. There's something called a family loaner phone where you can get a phone that doesn't belong to the child, the teenager, but they can use it when they're out of the house. So they only get it when they're away from you and only to keep in touch with you. There are some alternatives hitting the market that I would recommend as well. There's one called the Wise phone and another called the Light phone. And both of those do not allow apps to be downloaded. There's no internet browser. There's no social media to distract and make a mess of your time. It's just certain utilities plus phoning and texting and a good camera if that's something you want to use. So those are definitely good options that I would suggest. There's the good old flip phone, but even those have internet browsers and you can access certain things with that. But the Wise phone and the Light phone are definitely good options these days, along with the family loaner model. And when it comes to social media, parents, just don't let your 13 to 17-year-olds use social media. There is really not good enough reasons to introduce social media to kids under 18. There's nothing they truly need on those social media platforms that they can't get offline or elsewhere. And just as a thought experiment, think for yourself. If all of social media went dark tomorrow, what would you miss? And how could we communicate and stay in touch? It's worth thinking about.
Well, it is, and it's one of those things where in religious homes, and this is very much true in the Jewish community, one of the things that is restricted is the consumption of media on the Sabbath or on major holidays. And that idea that you can learn or discipline yourself for 25 hours a week, for one period of time, for the Sabbath from Friday evening until the next Saturday night, you just wouldn't go to TV or to your computer or to your smartphone or to any devices. You'd actually talk to real people. That's one of those things that I know that there are people who have adopted a more religious, Sabbath-oriented kind of a family schedule, basically with in mind all of the values that you're talking about. And speaking of which, there's a big piece in the New York Times today about the voters taking a look at the Middle East and which side do they favor. And there's only one group, major group, in America, and it's people between the ages of 18 and 29 who favor the Hamas side of things. And they say in the Times, more stark than the partisan numbers in the is the generation gap, which reflects not only the experiences that people from different generations have had with the 75-year conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, but also their exposure to social media, especially TikTok, where brutal images of slain Palestinians bombard youthful eyes. Do you think a TikTok is a particularly intense problem?
I do, Michael, and those are great points. Yeah, TikTok is just one short video after another, and it's usually folks that are in your face with these strong opinions and emotions. And that's hard to process, especially when there's no credits to roll and no quietness after it. No, the algorithm just feeds you the next one and the next one and the next one. And so we have this this stupendous idea that kids are considering the letter to America that Bin Laden wrote, and considering the pro-Palestinian views and pro-Hamas views that their parents otherwise wouldn't. The only thing worse than the addictive technologies that drive these social media platforms is the addictive technologies plus bad ideas. That's just recipe for disaster. And the bottom line here is you've got to pull away. Whether you're a teenager or you're an adult, you've got to have space between you and these platforms, between you and your smartphone. That is the only way to reflect on your own experience in life and to think about good ideas versus bad ideas. You've got to give yourself space, you know, and that's what these ideas are doing. You know, the folks in Ireland who are trying this with no smartphones in schools, and even in the United States, we're trying it. You know, you've got to give kids space to think and to be themselves and to connect with other human beings. Otherwise, we're in for it.
Last question for you, Andrew. You mentioned you have three daughters and a son. Which group of people, male or female, in your family is more pulled into the smartphone world? The boy or the three girls?
Well, I would say, my boy is 24 now, and so we made a mistake of giving him a smartphone too early. And so he was drawn into that to a much higher degree than my daughters. My oldest daughter is 14. She has zero interest in social media. In fact, she rolls her eyes when she sees the teenagers around her who are staring at their phones and constantly taking pictures of themselves. She's got no interest. And that is when you know you're succeeding, you know? When you
it sounds like she can be thankful for a great dad, which is a great thing to have for anyone in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.